Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of April 2016, and this is the 353rd Moll Out Loud podcast. I find it hard to believe that we're at the end of April already. I think part of my disbelief is because we've had such a warm autumn and the temperatures have sort of been in the 20s, which feels more like late summer to me. And now we're two-thirds of the way through autumn and we've just had this very warm weather. But today we had a little bit of wind and suddenly the trees are nearly bare. We've had a lovely long autumn of leaves changing. Usually we have wind much earlier in the season and so the leaves turn and then they're flung off the trees almost immediately, but this time they've retained them until today. But today I really noticed a difference when I came home on the tree that's in my neighbour's garden. It just is almost bare. But the temperatures are still pretty warm and they look as if they're going to be for the next week anyway. So we'll see. I mean, our May is equivalent really to November in the Northern Hemisphere. So it is time for it to cool down a bit. I came home after the wind because, I mean, that's not quite what I meant to say. What I meant to say is I didn't notice the leaves flying off my tree because I wasn't at home. And the reason I wasn't at home was because today I had a full day of Qigong up in the foothills of Mount Wellington. And it was a fantastic day. It was a beautiful day. Weather-wise, and the little hall where we have the Qigong is in the middle of the bush, and so there's this lovely outlook. One side is all windows, and we just had a bit of fresh air coming in into the hall. It was built as a community school. Gosh, how long ago? I think I was around here for it, so maybe 30 years ago. And there were about 14 people, maybe. And we had a workshop that focused mainly on sensing energy. So we did some traditional Qigong movements, but we also explored ways of using our non-visual sensory faculties. So closing our eyes and feeling what is around us and feeling what we could sense from different people. And it was really I'm lost for words. I think this is part of a result of it. You know, my senses feel as if they're very intensified, but my verbal faculties feel as if they've taken a bit of a back seat as they needed to today, because I will try and articulate this. What I feel happened was that I was able to sense people through a number of different ways of feeling, whether it was a sense of palpitation, whether it was dark or light, or heat and cold. And it wasn't just sort of a physical sense, it was also an emotional sense. And so what became very noticeable is really how much of those senses get shut down when we're relying entirely on our vision and perhaps our hearing. And so anyway, it was a lovely, lovely day, and the energy in the space was fabulous as the day moved on. It also made me realise how distracted and how busy I have been of late, and what it feels like to be able to come back into yourself when you've allowed yourself, as I have, to be drawn into a number of things which have been enjoyable but not necessary, and any single one of them would have been great, but the fact that I have engaged in too many has meant that I've just really dissipated my energies in a not very constructive way, and not a calming way either. I realise at the end of today how centred I feel. And even sort of coming back, what I craved was simplicity, and my house is cluttered, and it kind of hits me when I've been to a workshop like this of how uncluttedness mentally, emotionally, and temporally and physically is the way I want to go. I do hope I said uncluttered at the beginning of that sentence and not cluttered. I certainly meant uncluttered. I do hope that whatever you've been doing today, that you've had time to come into your own and enjoy just one thing at a time. Enjoy your own centeredness and that calm and well-being that you can get when you don't have too many distractions. I hope that you have a fantastic day tomorrow, and maybe you've got today as well. You might be listening to this in the morning of Saturday. I'm about to go out to a birthday dinner. It was my birthday this time last week. But I have a friend whose birthday it is tonight, and we always celebrate midweek, which we did this week. We did go out for dinner. But some other friends have invited both of us round for a birthday dinner tonight. So I'm going out tonight as well, which maybe I'm not quite sure about whether that's a really good idea after a Qigong workshop. With this stillness, but it's amongst really good friends, and it will be really lovely to see them again. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I have already hoped that you'll have a lovely weekend, and I still hope that, and I shall continue to hope that you do. Thank you very, very much for listening. And I'll talk to you again on Monday.